Tomorrow, noted Middle East expert Norman Finkelstein will give a lecture on the Israel-Palestine conflict at the University of South Florida in Tampa. But the appearance of the controversial professor will be protested by a pro-Israel group. Finkelstein's lecture is being organized by 5 student groups, including the Muslim Student Association at USF and one of their members, Layla Abdelaziz.
He teaches political science and personally specializes in the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. So the whole purpose of this event tomorrow is to bring an academic discussion to the university discussing the causes of the Palestinian-Israeli conflict, what is going on exactly, who it's affecting, and what can happen now, what we are able to do to help the conflict.
But not everyone is thrilled with Finkelstein's visit to USF. Bob Kuntz is president of Shalom International and Defend Israel International based in Miami Beach. He's organizing a protest at USF before and during the lecture.
In our disagreement with the University of South Florida, I just do not understand why they want this negative reputation of bringing in not only a self-hating Jew and a neo-Nazi, but somebody who denies the Holocaust and then uses public facilities and public money to do this. We don't have a problem with him being a jerk and doing it wherever he wants to do it. I mean, but to do it on a state-funded campus with state monies and taxpayer monies is absolutely unconscionable to keep on promoting this hate from the very Muslims who deny the Holocaust but want to finish the job with Ahmadinejad and Iran and nuking Israel, nuking America, and everybody they think is an infidel. So we're out there on tomorrow from 5 to 8 at Fowler and Leroy Collins entrance to let everybody know how we feel about this.
Abdelaziz says she doesn't understand why Kuntz's outside group wants to limit what information USF students have access to.
Everyone has the right to protest, and I'm not saying that they shouldn't be here, but this is strictly an academic event. It's open to the public. It's open to all the students at the university, and I believe that just as other organizations have the opportunity to bring, for example, the Israeli General Consul to USF, I mean, he comes more than once every semester to USF. I believe that we should have the right to bring a professor who has traveled to the area, who has written books about the area, who is world-renowned speaking on the subject, and I believe it's our duty to bring him here and create that academic discussion on campus within students and faculty.
Kuntz is running as an independent for Congress against Debbie Wasserman Schultz and uses strong language to describe Norman Finkelstein.
I think anybody who's dumping on Israel and then using the Holocaust to state that Israel has no justification for its existence. I mean, the point is that Jerusalem has been Jewish for 3,000 years, and we've been occupying the Holy Land for 5,000 years. And to insult our covenant with God for 5,000 years, and then all of a sudden say that we have to negotiate with the very people who are aligned with Hitler, with the Mufti of Jerusalem, this is an extension of the very group that is totally a cowardly entity on Holocaust, from Ahmadinejad to the Arabs, and then to cater to the Muslim community who is the only people out there paying his salary. I mean, this is mind-boggling.
But Abdelaziz disputes Kuntz's descriptions of Finkelstein, such as neo-Nazi, Holocaust denier, and self-hating Jew.
There has never been a moment where Norman Finkelstein has denied the Holocaust. What Norman Finkelstein says is that we should not use the Holocaust to justify, essentially, the same thing that is happening to people in Palestine. He just doesn't use that as he has never, I mean, denied the Holocaust. I don't see why he would be a neo-Nazi. He's not doing anything wrong. He doesn't claim that what happened to the Jews and the Gypsies and all the people persecuted by Nazi Germany, he doesn't say that that was right, and he completely calls it a tragedy just as much as anyone else does. So I don't see where they get this title for him from.
Earlier this month, Kuntz wrote a letter asking Governor Charlie Crist and USF leaders to stop Finkelstein's lecture. But Kuntz is upset by the lack of response.
Well, I think it's irresponsible for him not to deal with this. This is something that every taxpayer in the state would be supportive of. This is not him getting in the middle of a debate, although morally speaking, he should be on the side of Israel to begin with. But it seems to me that the people handling his campaign don't have a clue either. I mean, we've talked to his campaign office. We sent the information to the governor's office. I know he's busy running as an independent. But I'm also going to be an independent in the November general election against Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Kuntz says he has not heard back from USF President Judy Genschaft either.
Nothing. She hasn't said a word one about it. I think this is an absolute criminal behavior. It's totally irresponsible. We need to have a reasonable reaction from the people in charge. Why are you doing this?
Layla Abdelaziz made international news in January when she questioned Barack Obama about U.S. policy toward Israel when the president was at the University of Tampa. Despite the uproar over Finkelstein's appearance at USF, Abdelaziz insists the event will not be canceled.
No, there is no possible way. We have spoken to everyone that has the ability to cancel this event, and there is no possible way that it will be canceled.
Norman Finkelstein's lecture begins at 7 p.m. tomorrow at the University of South Florida's Tampa campus. A protest will begin at 5 p.m. at the Fowler Avenue and Leroy Collins entrance to USF. We will bring you full coverage throughout the week on the WMNF News.